This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
And making her triumphant return to the airwaves at Wake Up Tucson is Sadie Shaw. She's running for TUSD School Board. Do Shaw 4, number 4, TUSD.com to find out more. What's up, Troublemaker?
Hi, Chris. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
So originally, you know, you asked to come on again, which I love talking to you. But you got accused by Adam Reagan of stealing signs.
It's true.
What's up with that?
You know, it was really bizarre because, my signs have been stolen an incredible amount. And so, you know,
welcome to everyone else's life.
I know, it's politics, right? And so, you know, of course, like, my signs get stolen and some other candidate's signs go up in their place. But, you know, I'm not going to point any fingers. But then...
You'll kind of point a finger,
well,
but not totally.
Well, you know, I have ideas, but I'm not going to accuse anyone. So I woke up at 8:30 one day and I looked at my phone and there's a message from Adam Reagan saying, you know, I saw my sign was missing and yours was there in its place. I want my sign back. Please put it back. So, something right. like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, I mean, I would never do that. I told my volunteers to never do that. And, you know, wind happens. People are walking everywhere. It was downtown. It was a sign that was right downtown.
Well, there are homeless guys exactly. who take the signs and then paint something on the other side because right. they're looking for a donation themselves,
yeah.
right? I saw it all the time. I was making mm-hmm. fun of Mike Hicks because I called him up and I said, hey, some dude's holding a Mike Hicks sign on a median. Uh-huh. He's like, really? I go, well, it's the other side. And it says, can I have $20 off you? But
right.
it was the thought that counts, as we like to say.
Yeah,
so. So what have you learned? See, this is your young lady, right? Your first run at the at office, mm-hmm. and this is one of the most important seats in Tucson. What have you learned about the political process, Sadie Shaw, from the moment you said I'm going to do this thing to six? We're 6 days out now. What are the lessons that Sadie has learned?
Well, the lessons I've learned, I didn't realize really how much money is important to win a political race. I've been lucky enough to have many small donations and a few larger ones from just regular old people. And so when I came into it, I really had no idea about the fundraising aspect of it and about all the printing costs. I mean, I spent about $10,000 printing things, you know what I mean? And that was just incredible to me. I didn't realize all that went into running a campaign and then, you know, hopefully winning the campaign. So that was a big thing. And then also, you know, you never really understand local politics, the dynamics of different people until you get into the race and you have to try to be one of those people, because there's a lot of personalities in Tucson that are vying for power. And, you know, if you're just a small fish looking to make positive changes, then you're going to get hit with a big current without knowing it. And so,
you want to say something? Okay. Have you learned how people have changed how they treat you ever since you said, I'm going to run for office? Do you see some of your relationships with people that you thought you might've been cool with, that maybe they're just a tiny colder to you because you're now running for the seat? Have you experienced any of that?
Not really yet. I have noticed people being a little nicer to me, I think.
Look at you.
And I'm sure you know how people want favors, but I'm not that type of politician, everybody. But, you know, I think, well, I don't know what I think, but I'm just going to, you know, ride it out and just take it one day at a time.
So a big thing that has transpired, and we knew this was pretty much going to happen since right. the last time we talked, is, you know, TUSD finally decided on November 12th they're going to go with hybrid learning, but then at the same time, they're bleeding kids left and right, and we're going to talk, mm-hmm. they're talking about a shortfall of 15 to 20 mil
right.
in the budget. So what have they, the tack that they've taken in relation to online and all this for all this mm-hmm. time, how do you feel about what they've done and could they have done it better?
Absolutely. I think there's always room for improvement. In my own personal case, my daughter who was in second grade at Monzo Elementary, the whole first quarter she had to spend with all the second graders in her school. So there was about 45 more or less students in one Zoom trying to learn at the same time. Yeah.
Holy crap.
I know.
Now there's herding cats. 45 second graders on a Zoom call.
Yes.
God bless.
And they just changed that in the second quarter about a week ago. So now they, you know, go into their breakout rooms and there's about, you know, 15 or more or less. And it's gotten better now that the class sizes are smaller, obviously.
Right.
But there's still, you know, a lot of issues. I mean, they're spending 6 hours a day on the computer, and even though they have breaks and stuff, they play videos for them, you know, and you think that they would maybe shut off a video and let the kids either walk away or like have some socializing time, you know what I mean, just to talk amongst themselves,
right,
without being policed by the teacher. But unfortunately it's just like, okay, we have PE, here's a video of some kids doing PE stuff.
Get the hell
you know,
out of here.
No, I'm serious.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so it's all video based.
Here's some kids playing kickball.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, kids doing the jumping jacks, and they're encouraged to stand up and do it with them. But I mean,
yeah,
like, go
happening.
Outside and run around in a circle. That's what I tell my girl.
Right.
She puts on her rollerblades and she, you know, rolls around. So it's
I like that.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you're supposed to, it's like watching one of those TV stations for cats.
Right.
You know, watch this distract you, you know, the balloon floating around in the air, right?
Right?
I feel like, let's watch these kids doing jumping jacks. That's weird, man.
It is weird. And there's really not much participation. Most of them just, like, sit and watch the videos play.
So in the end, could we say that for especially the younger kids, you could just throw out the first 4 months of school because not much has happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you watched the board meeting yesterday, but there was a huge decrease in academic achievement when they did the benchmark tests, you know. And so there was something like, across ethnicities, it varies, but it's usually somewhere between, I think, 8 and 12 points lost from last year to this year. And, you know, it's significant.
I tell you, it's you can't make this stuff up. I have friends who are teachers in TUSD, and it's just tough. And it's more the younger kids, right? These are the kids that are suffering. The kids that need to get to a certain reading level by
right.
third grade,
right?
They're getting their futures devastated
yeah.
by throwing 45 second-year-olds second graders on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And it's like a nightmare.
It is. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was thinking of taking my daughter out of her school because of it. You know, and I still wonder if I should do that for her. But I, you know, I'm glad that they made that change this new quarter. But, you know.
So here you are running for TUSD school board. And then you have this conflict in your mind, in your soul, that you're like, I love my daughter. I want the best for my daughter. But I'm also running for a school board position to try to make this place better. That's a tough spot to be.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So how did you negotiate in your brain? If they didn't make the changes, it would have been much tougher, I assume.
Yeah. And, you know, I was trying to talk to her teacher in our parent-teacher conference, but unfortunately the teacher could not hear me over the Zoom call. You know
so she's
I mean?
Trying to do the Zoom call yeah. with her students?
No, like when we had individual ones.
Oh, you had technical
ones.
Problems.
Yeah,
oh,
and
okay.
so, I mean, every time I try to speak to my daughter's teacher, she cannot hear me through the Zoom. And I'm like, if you can't hear me, can you hear my daughter? Can you hear the other students?
So she's constantly doing the what? What'd you say? What'd you say?
It's mostly just, I can't hear you.
I'm only laughing, Sadie, because I'd cry mm-hmm. if I couldn't laugh.
Yeah.
Like I said, so how would you do it differently? What would you have done?
In regards to just
the
teaching
if you look back at the last 3 months of school mm-hmm. or whatever it's been, what would you have done different?
Right. Well, I mean,
one of those classic
one,
candidate questions we ask.
Yeah, I would have, I mean, in my daughter's class, definitely broken up into smaller class sizes from the get-go.
Yep.
From the get-go. And I know that they're doing that in other grades at Monzo because I have my daughter's aunt is in fourth grade over there. But, you know, I think they should give students a little more autonomy. Like, this is a great lesson for independent learning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So tell the students, hey, right now, read and do your reading log in this next half hour. Because they expect all the homework to be done after class. You know what I mean? And homework still happens and all of the work is still happening. But, you know, when your kids are in school for 6 hours and then you have to get them to do like an hour or so of homework, it's difficult. And like a lot of the time, like I said, is watching videos. You know what I mean? And so I wish that the teachers would, I don't know.
Shouldn't the kids be back in school though?
Well, I think.
Even the New York Times just ran an article that said it seems apparent that these kids are not spreaders of COVID-19.
Right. Well, I mean, if we look at the districts that are already opened in Tucson, I know the Lehman Academy has been open, and there hasn't been thousands of cases like we see at the U of A, you know what I mean? And so I think that we should have a hybrid option available. But I think that we should have it consent-based. So unfortunately, they're sending all the teachers back. Some of those teachers, you know, don't feel comfortable with going back. And so I think that the hybrid model, even though it was approved last night, I think we should make some tweaks because there's a lot of teachers and there's a lot of students who aren't planning on going back. You know what I mean?
So at Lehman, because I'm on the board, I can speak about this. Right. We gave everyone an option.
Right.
Because we already had a great online school that we had offered for homeschoolers and things like this. Right. So we were already set with online.
Yeah.
And what happened was we said, your choice. We're going to do all the mitigation. The kids are going to stay in their classroom and move teachers around instead of the kids in the class going through the halls. Right. And 81% of our parents said we want our kids in school. Right. So I have 81% of 5,000 kids who have been going to school since August 17th. And there's been a little flare up here and there, like a handful, but nothing that's ruining life. And all the parents are thrilled.
Yeah.
Right? A sense of normalcy. Their kids learning, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Right. I don't know how long we're going to keep up this stance that, you know, having kids on Zoom for, I mean, think about kindergartners on Zoom.
Yeah. It's insane.
I mean, that's like something out of a really bad comedy show. So it really is.
Yeah, it's bad. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. But I just wish that TUSD would have given their teachers an option. You know what I mean? But I know they're probably going to lose more teachers because of this decision. That's, you know, not based, they're forcing everybody back. And I know there's a lot of older teachers that, you know, have valid concerns.
Well, and they're losing kids. Yeah, hard too.
They are losing.
That's the other part of it, right? So you guys have already had enough of a financial problems over there,
right.
And now there's another 15 to 20 mil that's not showing up because there's no kids. There's not enough kids to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Like I said, it's something where if you're looking for that second person to vote for, because I'm a big Nick Pearson supporter, Sadie might be the person who could be that troublemaker, and you know. That's what I hope.
I will say I was recently endorsed by the TUSD whistleblowers.
Look at you.
Yeah, very proud of that endorsement.
Yeah, the whistleblowers came out hard on H.T. Sanchez and all that other thing. So that makes me feel a little bit better about Sadie Shaw for TUSD. So because the whistleblowers are made up of a lot of teachers and stuff that know exactly how things are broken over there. Right. So, well, Sadie, let's see what happens next Tuesday.
Thank you, Chris.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Keep doing the work. Keep working hard. It's called, go to Shaw, number 4, TUSD.com to find out more.